Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Lifestyle, wellness, and damn good time. Level up. To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
I am so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to welcome you to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny.
I can't even be mad at that. I'm Jay.
And you are listening to the podcast that brings together entrepreneurs and professionals who are on a journey of self-growth and self-discovery, who want to shed outdated beliefs and want to change and step into new lifestyle habits so that we all can live a life filled with freedom, fun, and fulfillment.
Okay, I could totally be mad at that.
Okay. Like, well, I was still going with my show voice.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well.
No.
You do it better then.
No.
What are we talking about today?
Apologies. It's going to be in a little echoey today. I feel like
we could stand out, go outside.
Nah, it doesn't really matter. We can do the next one outside.
Okay.
I feel like we've almost been in transition for a week, and this is the first time I feel like my head has been above water.
Mm.
You know, it feels like the first time we've actually settled into our new place. We'll get that to in a minute. What are we talking about today? There was a point with me all saying that. Okay, so first time, head being above water and, you know, just thinking about some things as things settle and simmer and, you know, and it's like you've been reading, listening to, watching a lot of stuff. So I, adjacent, have been listening, watching, reading a lot of stuff. And it's just, you know, some things are turning and twisting and whatever. And what I wanted to talk about today, y'all know how we do, is conversations going to go wherever the hell it goes. And I'm perfectly fine with that. But titles, limitations, and boundaries, mainly in the sense of, does your quote unquote title put you in a limiting box? Is it limiting your potential to be boundless and limitless?
Mm-hmm.
I say that because I struggle. And a lot of people will be like, oh, I've never heard Jay say he struggles. Yeah, I do. I struggle. I struggle with the concept of showing up the traditional marketing sense of, oh, hi, I'm Jay. I'm a insert title. Right. And it's like, but that word, that label, that title doesn't encompass everything that I do. You know, when I feel that it's suffocating sometimes because it's like, oh, you're the wellness guy. You've been doing this for 15 years. Right. So you're a trainer. They put me in a fitness box. Right. Oh, you're a mindset coach. So they put me in a coaching box. And it's like, no, I'm this person who has fitness tools, who has coaching tools, who has nutritional tools that can help you get to wherever you need to be, depending on where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So in sitting, talking, wondering, pondering, thinking about how I want to show up, like what is the words, you know, what would be the thing, as everybody says, oh, you have to do the thing. Like, what do people know you for? But does that shit really matter? Can I just talk about the things that I do and use that to draw and activate the people I want to work with?
I say yes to all of that because we have been talking and it's been building up for me too. Like, I am just so over. I want to say so done, so sick of. But like, I don't know, that felt like too intense, but I'm over the traditional marketing things.
But if it's intense, fuck it.
Well, I know, but not intense. Like, oh, I don't want to be intense. It just like, it didn't feel like the right, the right thing. So it's like, I'm over some of the traditional marketing things because And you know, it's funny. I've been like wanting to make a post on social media to be like, are you guys like sick of all these clickbait titles? Like, are you guys still buying this shit? Are you guys still clicking on these things? Look, I know I do too, but I just mean like, aren't you sick of this? Aren't you sick of like empty promises and all this like build up and all this like bro marketing? Like, aren't you just sick of all this? I feel like I want to ask the people I'm connected to on social media, is this what you guys want? Like, do you want me to paint a picture of this thing that you feel like you can't have that I'm going to promise you you're going to get? Like, do you feel like I need to like be like, hey, come lose weight and come join our, because that's what you need to hear so that you come on because you want the sexy thing. You want the sexy result. What if you're still going to get the sexy result, but like, it's not about that. Like, I don't know. I feel like the similar thing to what you're saying, but I don't want to do some of those things that quote unquote work, because I know there's another way that works, like you said, where you can just be your authentic self. And by being your authentic self, that activates people, that draws people to you, that creates magnetism towards you.
I feel it's a lot. And we've said this before. I think it's conditioning, it's programming, it's whatever. And it's like sometimes when you see other people having success, your ego kind of gets triggered if you haven't done that inner work. And sometimes even when you've done the inner work, your ego still gets triggered, right? Yeah. You just catch it sooner. But it's like interesting. And I'm catching myself sometimes being judgy in the slightest bit, right? And it's like this conflict that I've become aware of, because it's like I say there's so many paths to get to where a person wants to go. It's not a right or wrong way. It's like whatever way is right for you in that moment, right? But then depending on what it is, it's like, oh, CrossFitters are dumb. CrossFit, that's unhealthy because you could damage something, right? But it's like, does that really fucking matter? If it helps somebody get excited about getting off the couch and going to do something that strengthens their body, and if they have a good CrossFit coach, trainer, whatever that particular title or label is, you know what I'm saying? Is it really unhealthy? You know what I'm saying? If this person has gone through and is really passionate about CrossFit and making sure their students, their clients, their trainees are getting the best workout and not harming themselves, does it really matter? Because people could say, you know, if you give people enough time and information, they'll find a way to poke holes in everything, right? Because there's some fucking bad, and I don't mean bad isn't good, I mean bad isn't bad, personal trainers out there who are fucking people up. So it's like, if there's different pathways to get to the destination, does it matter? If my whole thing is I want people to be well, does it matter how they get there? If they get there and they're enjoying life, they're living life, they're playing with their kids, they're walking up the stairs and they don't feel out of breath. You know what I'm saying? They're getting their confidence back. It's allowing them to find new ways to experience life. Does it really matter? Because my way isn't the right way. It might be the right way for some people, but it's definitely not the right way for everybody. And just taking a look back and being like, huh, even in that instance, how can I show up better? Just a lot of thoughts. Jenny has a pondering look on her face.
Yeah, I'm not. This is interesting. Little side note here. Jay was like, hey, let's do a podcast. And he does initiate the podcast, but this was like a special moment. I could feel it. This was like something was on his mind he wanted to share. And little side note here, like there was a moment in the beginning where I was like, oh, I don't even know what's going on. What are we talking about? I wish he would have told me, right? And then I was like, just let it go. Doesn't matter. Go with the flow. But I do find myself in this moment, like I'm not really sure what to say. And I don't really have much to say in this exact moment. And it's also tied to like, okay, well, what's the direction that we're going? I'm not really sure.
Well, the direction then, okay, so tying it back to like what I said at the beginning, with me in that particular situation scenario, even semi-judging someone else who's in the same profession, doesn't that limit my expansion? Because their way, I don't agree with their way. So in a way, I'm saying their way is wrong. And if this is a wide, big world of expertise out there of different ways of getting there, it's like, am I cutting off something else potentially bigger? Because if we think about stepping into my particular profession, and then we'll step out into other things like marketing and such, my expertise is strength and resistance training, mostly body weight. Some people would say that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? You got to lift heavy. Some people, that's stupid. You have to lift more reps with lighter weight. Some people say CrossFit. Some people say you don't even have to do resistance training. You can visualize and work on yoga and breathing, because breathing is life. There's all these different areas, and none of them are right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? So for me to be stuck, it's like I'm putting myself in a box with saying, I don't agree with your way.
Okay. I do have something to say now. So with what you said, you know, is this kind of like limiting my expansion? A couple thoughts. Just by judgment in itself, period. Judgment is limiting your expansion. However, I also feel that if you're able to shift into the place of all loving and all accepting, and also at the same time, speaking your truth. I believe that if you can speak your truth about what you feel is some of the best modalities that you've experienced, you've taken people through, and still hold space and love all the other modalities, you can still speak your truth and say, you know what, I don't agree with CrossFit, and here's why, A, B, and C. However, it's a good fit for some people. I still feel like you can hold both, but if that turns into a judgmental thing, now you've cut off the flow.
I completely agree with that. And switching paces, I feel like health and wellness is so easy because there's so many people out there who like want to lose weight, and I feel it's like so much deeper than losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's really and this is like my world, so that's an easy one to step in. But let's talk about marketing in the same sense. You know what I'm saying? You have all these, like you were saying earlier, the bro stuff. For those that don't, what is bro marketing?
Bro, this is the way I see it. Now, someone else who's like way deeper may explain it a little differently, but the way that I see bro marketing is like, usually it's all these people like, you know, the funnel hackers and the dudes with their Ferraris showing their pictures, and they got this funnel that leads to this and this upsell and this downsell and this thing. And it's just like all mostly bros. And I have not experienced this myself, but I've heard people share that going to the ClickFunnels events are mostly bros, and it's a bunch of bro marketing and just bros. It's just, that I don't even know, because it's not something I've experienced. It's something that I understand internally. I can't seem to find the words for it, because one, I feel like the words that would explain it then become a little judgmental. But I feel like it's just, if I go on to the spiritual side, I feel like it's more masculine go, go, go energy, and you must do this, that, and the third, and all this like upsell, downsell, left sell, right sell, tripwire, just all this stuff that, I don't know. I don't like all of that. I prefer marketing that's more in resonance with who you are, and not marketing because it's sexy and it sells and it's got great copywriting and it sells a dream.
Okay. Devil's advocate. Marketing because you're your authentic self. What if your authentic self is
a bro dude?
Oh. That and sexy and like you kind of get off on the copywriting and like stuff like that. Because I feel with what we're saying, with even what you said before, like there's room for everybody.
There is.
And just because we don't agree with it for whatever reason doesn't mean it's not the right move for somebody. So, you know what I'm saying? Going forward, okay. I want to put a pin in right here. We're not dissing bro marketing. Okay, Jenny's totally shitting on bro marketing. Jenny's totally dropping the deuce on bro marketing.
But here's the thing. But here's the thing. As you were saying that, I was like, yeah, I might be judgmental towards it. But I think the thing for me is that I feel like the main reason I don't like it is because I feel like it's this thing that you have to do this in order to be successful. You have to do this to make $1 million. And I don't want to fucking do that.
Are you bros out there? Jenny's totally shitting on your marketing.
Fucking hate it. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be told I have to do it. I don't want to be told that I have to do it in order to be successful. I don't want to fucking upsell, downsell, left sell, fucking tripwire sell. I don't want to do any of that. I don't mind using those tools and techniques where it makes sense and it's in alignment. But like, no, I am so not into that at all.
Clearly, she's triggered.
Triggered and drawing a strong boundary. You said one of the things was boundaries.
Oh,
that's
shit.
A boundary for me that I'm finally realizing, and I'm not fucking doing it anymore. I'm not. I'm not. Well, I maybe use some of those tactics. Some of the tactics work, but like I'm not going to be a part of this fucking bro enterprise. No.
All right. Mm-mm. All right. Okay,
sorry.
She's flushed the toilet. She's done sitting on the kid.
No,
okay.
I'm not into
so,
it.
So, okay, getting. Okay, another question. Another
canceling
question.
Canceling me.
Question,
I'm another, getting canceled.
No, you're not getting canceled. Because there's probably somebody who's listening to that and being like, "Fuck yes, say it, girl," or you know whatever y'all say out there. another thing. Uh-oh. Do you think a lot? No, chill out. You don't even know where I'm going.
Okay. I'm nervous now.
Cleo, the mind reader over there, chill the fuck out.
What? I haven't heard Cleo, the mind reader, in a long time.
Calm it out for the free reading.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that in a long time. Oh shit! Okay, focus.
So, do you think, feel, believe, or whatever? Like a lot of people just want autopilot. Nobody, since it's so go. This masculine energy that you spoke of, we're gonna have to talk about that one later. Maybe not on the show, but you know, because I know words trigger some people. Not trigger in a bad way, but like you hear a word and you go to somewhere. Like this masculine energy you said about people go. They're like so used to and programmed and conditioned to doing that a lot of this stuff is just on autopilot. It's kind of like I've only asked this because in conversations offline we've talked about some of the stuff and where you've been mentally. It's like, okay, the success, I need this, I need more clients, I need more money, I need blah 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 blah, instead of like sitting in like I feel the word need puts us in a resonance, a vibration of a limitation and being bounded.
I can share my thoughts on this, but I did not originate these thoughts, meaning I'm only going to be able to explain it on a very surfacey level because this is something that was first opened up to me by Violetta Pleshakova on her podcast, which is now called Temple of Starfire. The concept of that being a paradigm and that being an energy frequency, like you said, are they on autopilot? Potentially. It could also be very in alignment with them. I feel like for me, it's like trying to put a circle into a square hole or a square into a circle hole, whatever, right? It's like me trying to force something and force a paradigm and force an energy like thing that just isn't meant for me. Like I'm trying to make that work. And I think the thing is for me and where I'm at, I want that so bad, the success that all the bro marketing and that all of those types of systems show. But it's so out of alignment with who I am, where I am, how I've grown. My energy frequency does not line up with the energy frequency of that. So
okay.
Some people, that's the energy frequency that they're in.
Let me reel it in though. Let me bring it closer to home. I get it. I completely agree. Let's dive into the alignment thing. I think that's more where my question was coming from. Yes, some people, their energy or, you know, their alignment is, they don't mind the go, 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 go. It's just how they're built. You know what I'm saying? That's just how they move. That's them. So it's not, they're aligned. They're mm-hmm. good. But I'm talking about the other masses of individuals who were doing this stuff because the gurus and the experts said, you got to get up at 5 a.m., you make your bed, you need to call 2,500 people before you have your money coffee and your
money coffee.
Your morning.
You just said before you had your money coffee.
Nah, if you listen back, it was
morning.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was that one right there. Your morning coffee, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be successful, mm-hmm. they paint this picture of successful. And they don't really sit and think about what they want, you know, because think about it. Since we were younger, you got to get good grades. You got to, you know, you made the JV team. You got to make the varsity team. You got to make it to the championship. You got to do this. You got to do that. You're not successful unless blah, blah. You got to be valedictorian. You got to make the dean's list. You got, like, we're presented with these goals. And unless you've come from a very nurturing background or upbringing, how many people have actually stopped and said, what do you want? So we're conditioned to go, go, go. You know what I'm saying? Even in a job, you got to do an excellent job so you can get a raise. You got to make the president's club. You got to sell 100K. And it's like, you got to, you got to, you got to, you got to, you got to. So we're programmed to just go instead of stopping and being like, yo, what the fuck do I want? You got to have a nice car. You got to have a big house. You got to have a picket fence, 2.5 kids and a dog, because that's the American dream. The American dream.
Yeah, I mean, it runs really deep. And the programming runs deep. And it starts all the way back as children in school. And that's a whole nother topic. But, you know, the amount I'm seeing friends who have kids who are like in first grade and kindergarten who have gobs and gobs of homework. And I saw someone make a comment along the lines of, wow, they're already training our kids to not have a life as kids.
Damn.
They can't even have fun because they have so much homework that when they get home from school, they have to do all this homework. It's like they're training the 80-hour work week in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. Now, this is something I saw on social media, so I don't have this experience myself, but I do believe that this programming runs deep. And I think that, I mean, you're talking about TV shows, Netflix, movies, Disney stuff, Marvel stuff, like all of it. There's programming that exists in every aspect of our lives.
News,
commercials,
championships,
everything. And so
Snickers bars.
Hungry? Eat a Snickers. See, I was programmed to say that. So like the programming runs deep. And what I love about what has happened over the past few years is that I feel like a lot of people were jolted out of the autopilot to pause and be like, well, what do I really want? Us being on this trip and us selling everything and being nomads, we meet so many people who are doing it themselves or know somebody who's doing it. Like, it's just more common than it was. But also what I was going to say is that it comes down to models of possibility. So people on YouTube who are sharing their life and sharing their experiences of a different way of doing things, right? You know, you've got people who are traveling in different ways or experiencing the world in different ways, living in different ways. And that then shows a model of possibility. And then if you talk about marketing in the same way, like if all you know and what's the loudest thing out there is this style of marketing, and then you're an entrepreneur and you want to make it and you want to do well, you're going to do some of those styles of marketing. Because if you start going to seminars and you start going to things like that is what is very prevalent. You have to look in other places and be attracted and drawn to in other places to see other ways of doing things.
So bringing this full circle, you got to get out the fucking box, man.
Yeah, you do. Because it's like, if living your life the way that we do was quote unquote the accepted way, or the programmed way, then guess what would be on all the shows and all the things? It'd be about living this nomad lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be normal. Everybody would be doing it. But you can't really find that many examples of that unless you look for them. Well, you can now. But you know what I'm saying? You have to like look for them. Because of course, everybody and their mom has got a van life YouTube.
Right.
So there's 100 different ways. But I feel like, you know, even just a small example of a girl I follow on YouTube, she happens to be in Florida right now. And she's a thru hiker. And right now she took like a nursing job in Central Florida. So she's like exploring our backyard. So I'm watching her videos and she like went camping at a park that I'm very familiar with and just went camping by herself. And I never thought about doing that. It just comes down to models of possibility. And actually watching that video of hers inspires me to want to be able to share more of what we're doing, because we do share it, but
we don't really share it.
Not really in a way that shows you kind of what's possible, because I think a lot of people don't understand, like, wait, how do you do that? And once again, it comes down to this whole marketing thing. Like you said, just getting out of your own box. And I feel like if you feel like if you're an entrepreneur and you are marketing and it feels like a lot of work, it feels heavy, it feels, you know, like you're constantly efforting, like you're constantly like pushing, then I feel like in some of those things that you start just really like asking yourself some questions, like you said, you're getting out of the box and you're like, wait, is this aligned? Is this what I want to do? Is this getting me results? How does this feel? I think you have to try everything because you have to figure out what works for you.
Mm. That brings up another point that we've discussed in a lot of podcasts is you got to try a lot of things, and people, I don't know, for whatever reason, they don't want to try. They just want the answer.
Hmm.
Give it to me. What do I need to do? How do I need to make six figures in 6 months? How do I need to drop 60 pounds, even though I've accumulated this weight over the past 5 to 10 years? It's like, try. But I feel there's a that's a entangled ball as well, because I think you said either the last podcast or a couple podcasts ago that it's like, if someone else tells me what to do and it doesn't work, I can blame them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I try something and if it doesn't work, it's on me. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I think too, when you're talking about not wanting to try, we want answers quick, but also you can pay for quick answers and quick results. And here's the example. So you can go through a coaching program that's 9 months, right? And I'm just going to like lay out an example here. You can go through a coaching program that's 9 months, that's $10,000. And you can work on creating sustainable change over that 9 to 12 months, right? And there's a process because, you know, sometimes when we change things really quickly, it doesn't stick.
Right.
Okay. So there's a place for all of this. Or you can go to a retreat. And at the retreat, it's 5 days, 7 days, and you're going to pay maybe $7,000, $10,000 for a shorter period of time. But in that period of time, you know, it's very hands-on. It's very experiential. There's a certain transformation that's happening in that short period of time. So yeah, you've invested 10K over 9 months. You've invested 10K over a weekend or over 5 or 7 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the price is. Or you can do a one-on-one retreat, a 3 or 4 day retreat, one-on-one, just you and the coach or whoever it is, you know, the expert or the specialist that you're working with. That might cost you 20, 30 grand for 3 days because they're 100% with you.
Right.
Right. And this reminds me, and I'm giving you low ass numbers. Like, yeah, if you guys think like, these are low,
I was like,
numbers,
yo, you lowballing the hell out of this shit.
But okay. So, you know, okay, let's give another example. I know somebody who does coaching programs for 3 months for 20K. I know somebody who does coaching programs for 100K. I know somebody who does these one-on-one things for 10, 20, 30, 40, all the way up. Like, we know people who deliver these things. But the thing is this reminds me of who we were talking to. You know, she was working with somebody who wanted to step into a new identity. Who do they need to become in order to accept and embody like the big thing they were going for?
Mm-hmm.
And You can do that over 9 months, or you can do it over 3 days. But if you're doing it over 3 days, your investment's 40K or whatever the investment is, because we're like, I mean, this is like rapid, let's go in, energy work, transformation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I said all that because you can get fast results. Things don't have to take a long time. And it's available to get fast results. Now, the caveat is maybe like wellness, unless you get a tummy tuck or some shit. Yeah, that's fast results. But like wellness does take time, right? But if you're talking about some other things, you can get fast results. So knowing that we can do that, people are used to that because we're busy.
Right.
Right? Like we were talking to someone who was telling us that they're in a mastermind that's 85K. To be around, like you're talking about exponential growth. So this mastermind is 85K, but it's also putting you around other people,
right,
who are in that realm, who then open up doors quickly for you, because it's kind of like the average person can't spend 85K, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if someone can spend 85K and they now enter the circle, it's like, whoa, who are you? I need to know you, because obviously you got some shit going on if you can drop 85K on this.
Right.
So I'm just saying, like, there's ways to get fast results.
Or two, like, not even the fact that...
Or we want fast results because we want to move, we want to cut the time frame.
Not even the fact that, who are you? Because if you drop 85K, but, like, it's so important, the sum of...
Yeah.
Who, like, birds of a feather.
Yeah.
Who are you rolling with?
Totally.
Who are you rolling with? Who is rocking with you? Because that's going to say something. If... You see Jay by himself. You know what I'm saying? It's totally different than if you see Jay hanging out, having dinner with Obama.
Right.
Or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like these high level, let's throw some names out there people would know. Like Tony Robbins. Everybody, mm-hmm. everybody, Tony Robbins is Kleenex.
Kleenex for personal development.
Yeah, Kleenex for personal development. Tony Robbins, right? If it's different if you're taking a selfie in the audience from a Tony Robbins seminar.
Right. Versus if you're in his house.
Right.
Hanging out. It's part of a mastermind or right. whatever, which. That,
it's shit's fucking different. Because it's one level says, oh, you have money to go to a Tony Robbins thing, which is pretty, I'm not going to say expensive because expensive is a mindset as well. It's an investment. It's definitely a higher investment. Let's say that. But to be in Tony's inner circle is an even higher investment. And the level of people you're going to be surrounded with is a totally different caliber.
Mm-hmm.
A totally different caliber. And once again, bringing this back full circle, you have to get out of the box, because if you're dropping 85K, that's an investment. That's kind of like, you know, shell shock to some people. Some people be like, 85K, no, I'm not doing it.
Right. And some people would be like, it's a stretch, but I'm in.
Right. Or some people would be like, shit, I don't know, but I feel this will open up more doors.
Right. Now, I don't know. I'm just kind of pulse checking here. Are we kind of like getting over here in a whole different land?
No. Okay. Maybe we are, but it's still, all this ties into, yes, I started with the title, but it's all these are limiting things.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we talked about. Yes, I started off with the title. We talked about programming. We talked about conditioning. All these things limit you. Like if you feel you need to chase a raise, let's say, or the varsity letterman jacket, and if it doesn't align with you, I feel all these things, you're putting yourself in a box. You're bounding
right.
yourself.
Like if you're doing it because you feel like you need to do it to meet society standards or your parents' standards or culture standards or whatever, you're doing it for that reason versus you're doing it because it aligns with you.
Exactly. And even with the last thing we talked about, dropping 85K, are you willing to do it?
Are you doing that for status, or are you doing it because it's the right fit?
Exactly.
And I wish I would have had this podcast when I was in high school or something.
Shit, me too, man.
Man,
well, actually, that's okay. Actually, it's part of the journey. Actually, yo, like me and my people were talking about this shit back in high school. So,
well, I would have loved to hear this, but then again, I might not have been ready for it.
Yeah,
because I had my own journey to
y'all
go
like
through.
Crazy. What the fuck y'all talking about?
So, if you're listening to this, just know that it's in perfect timing and perfect alignment. It's exactly what you needed to hear. there is at least one gem, one powerful piece of information that is going to shift you, is going to help you shift and step into a different trajectory, a different reality, a different potential. One thing. That's it. You don't have to take it all.
It was a lot.
I wish we could download our brains into you, but we can't. So you got to take one thing.
That might be a lot too.
Oh, well, that's why you end up. That's why sometimes, honestly, that's why sometimes you invest to like be in someone's inner circle or be in someone's, you know, coaching program is because you want to be around like the birds of the feather flock together. You want to be around that mindset and be around those thoughts and be around.
I agree. But I'm saying for me to download my brain into somebody.
I know. I was trying to reel it in.
Okay. I was like, yeah, I'm all for the, Hey Jay, let me, you know, but I don't think you want all this like downloaded at once. Oh, my mind is blown.
System turning off now.
Right. Complete shutdown.
Okay. Anyways.
Wrapping this up, man. I really enjoyed the show. I really enjoy the free flowing shows. Even with this, you know, we've heard from some of you guys who've said, I really love you guys, and I'm saying this not because it's you, but I really feel you guys have like switched the gears on what you're doing and how you're doing it, and we really appreciate it. So keep that shit up. So we're gonna continue to keep that shit up. And when Jay gets a nudge to record, I'm gonna be like, Jenny, come on, let's record.
Let's do it.
And if you want to be around other birds and flock with us, we do have a community that's off of social media. It's off of Facebook rather, and we're just talking about things that stretch your belief system. We are talking about just making you a better you, whatever that looks like. There's no judgment here. We're all here getting better, and it's called the Levolutionary Circle. We talk about it every show because it's big, it's important, and we need to speak more about this because we know there's those of you out there who are looking for this, who want to be surrounded with people who are going to stretch you. You're looking for your five people who are going to ask you, is that really true? Do you really believe that? So you can stretch and be better. Because at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want you to be better.
When I just shared a very personal example of me noticing and catching and shedding limiting beliefs in there, we're participating as well. So you get to see like an even more raw side of us over there. And we also have, at the moment, this is how we're doing it. We're doing two live events a month. We're doing one as a gathering and one as a mastermind. So those are both included in membership. So go to thelevolution.us and we look forward to seeing you on the inside.
Holla.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH Insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.